Too many people use their own inventions to try and recover from divorce and end up becoming a patched up version of their former selves, hobbling through the rest of their lives, settling for a life of less than. This is a podcast where we explore a much better way, a life rebuilt on Christ using His Word, His sacraments, and His Catholic Church, to allow you to emerge from your divorce a new version of yourself, living an abundant life filled with an extraordinary amount of purpose, peace, joy, and love. This is Vince Fries, and welcome to the Abundant Life Podcast. Today I want to talk about one of the biggest mistakes that Catholics make. And it's the mistake of not going to confession at all, or not going frequently enough. Now I know, before you hit the delete button, just keep listening, bear with me. So many people think that since I do this work of guiding Catholics after divorce that, you know, I must know everything and I must be perfect. And that can't be further from the truth. All it means is I've made a lot more mistakes and made them sooner than you. So I kind of know the path ahead and I can guide you down it. That's really all it means. And I will tell you that before my divorce, I was very infrequent in my going to confession. I probably went about every 10 to 12 years, when the good Catholic guilt built up to a point where I couldn't bear it anymore, or, you know, some reason I just dragged myself in there, I would go. But trust me, it wasn't very frequently. But learn from my mistakes. That's what this is all about. And so what so many Catholics do is they avoid going to confession. And why is confession, or otherwise known as the sacrament of reconciliation, why is that so important? Why go now after your divorce? You're going to be saying, you know, he or she was the one that needs to go to confession, not me. You know, my former spouse was the one doing all this crazy stuff. They need to go to confession. Well, that's a good point. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. I was given a workshop a few years ago, and there were about a dozen people in the room. And when it's that small, I can go around in the beginning and have everybody introduce themselves and give a small snippet of information about, you know, their background. And I ask them just to disclose the bare minimum, how many years they've been married, how long it's been since they've been divorced, how many kids they have, just the basics. So we go around this room, and this one older woman begins to share, and she just really opens up. And just the more she talked, the more angry she became. And she was talking about, you know, her former spouse and all the bad things he did and how he hurt her and this, that, and the other. And I thought for sure that she was going through her divorce, as angry as she was and as fresh and as vivid a description as she was giving, it felt like she was experiencing this now. And so I asked her, I said, well, how long have you been divorced? She said, 30 years. And I tried as best I could not to have my jaw drop. But the bitterness on her face, the anger in her voice, you would have thought that she was experiencing it now. But that's a great example of why you want to go to confession. Why is that? Well, because she was holding on to all of this anger, all of this hurt, all of this pain, and she'd been dragging it around 30 years. Well, when you go to reconciliation, you are experiencing directly Christ's mercy and forgiveness. So this is a gift that He gives to you. He takes all of your sins and He frees you from them. He wipes them clean. He forgives you of them, and they are gone and totally forgotten. And so you walk out of there forgiven, and you've experienced directly Christ's abundant mercy. And it not only makes you feel better, it transforms you. It changes you as a person. And one of the ways that it changes you is that it gives you the capacity to forgive. It gives you the capacity to extend mercy to someone, especially someone who's hurt you. Well, I'll give you one of the key inside secrets to fully recovering from divorce and not ending up like the woman in that workshop. And that is, you must forgive the person that hurt you. You must forgive your former spouse and anybody else related to your divorce that has hurt you. Otherwise, you are holding on to that anger and that pain, and you're dragging it around from you. It is a weight that etches lines in your face physically. And not only that, whether you realize it or not, but you become one of those people that nobody wants to be around. I've got one of these Facebook friends that I finally had to unfriend because she was so bitter about her divorce, and it just, every post was a negative post. Every post was somehow tied back to her pain that she had experienced at the hands of someone else. So forgiveness is the key to letting that go and freeing yourself from that bitterness and anger and allowing yourself to fully heal, allowing yourself to let go and move forward. Otherwise, it becomes a stake in the ground, and you get tethered to that stake and you can't move forward. Okay, so that's one of the huge reasons why you want to go to reconciliation frequently. How frequently? I recommend once a month. And some of you might be, your head might be spinning around going, once a month? I haven't been in 20 years. Now you're telling me to go once a month. Yes, I am. But I will tell you, the first time back is the hardest. But I assure you that every priest that hears the confession of someone that has been gone for, you know, a long period of time, it fills their heart with joy. Heaven rejoices. It's you're like the lost sheep that's come back, and you're embraced, and you will feel that warmth, you will feel that love, you will feel that acceptance. So I recommend, it's been a long time, you can do it one of two ways. You can just show up on the regularly scheduled times that they have confession, which usually most parishes is Saturday, either mornings or afternoons, and then they may have it once or twice during the week. You can do that, but it's been a long time. It would be better for you and really for the priest if you scheduled an appointment. Real simple, just call the parish office, say, I'd like to schedule an appointment with Father so-and-so, or if you don't know any of them, just say, with a priest to hear my confession. Trust me, it happens all the time. It's not like you're the only one that's called in the last year, even the last month, probably not even the last week, to schedule a confession. It's very common. So I want to put your minds at ease that this is something that is very common, and so do it. It's the greatest gift you can give yourself right now. It will help you tremendously in your healing, okay? So the other big reason why confession is so important is that when we sin, our decision-making gets worse. Why is that? Because our judgment gets clouded from that sin. Why is that? Well, because the Holy Spirit is always trying to influence us. He's always trying to make us holy. He's always trying to keep us from sin. He's always trying to help us make the absolute best decisions we can make. And when we sin, that's like a barrier. That's like a block that you put in between you and the Holy Spirit. And the more you sin, the deeper that block is. It's like layers of an onion. Every sin is like another layer, and it's harder and harder for the Holy Spirit to penetrate that, because you're dulling your senses because of your sin. You're dulling your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit because of your sin. So when you go to reconciliation, it's like that sin is wiped clean, those layers are peeled off, and now you have a direct connection to the Holy Spirit. I call it mud on the windshield. When you sin, it's like throwing a mud ball at the windshield of your car. For every sin, it's like another mud ball. The more you sin, if you don't clear off your windshield, you can't see. And what's going to happen? You're going to run into a ditch. And that's what's going to happen with your life if you don't go to reconciliation, because you're keeping all these sins that are dulling your decision-making, that are blinding you from the path you should be taking. And you're going to take the wrong path. You're going to make the wrong decisions. You're going to make poor decisions. So when you go to confession frequently, like once a month or more, you clear that windshield off, and now you make so much better decisions. and you're more tuned in to how the Holy Spirit's guiding you and which path, which fork in the road you should take. And trust me, when you go through a divorce, you have lots of forks in the road that you have to decide which one's the best. And if you have sin, particularly serious sin, many of us do. I did. If you've ever heard my story about the first year after my divorce, I was struggling to lead a sin-free life, for sure. And so, by the grace of God, He brought in a wonderful priest into my life during that year that I became friends with and was able to go to confession whenever I needed it. And he gave me a cell phone number, and he said, "Vince, you call me anytime." What a great gift. And I'm ashamed to admit that I had to call this particular priest, Father John, 3 times in 1 week. Okay, that's a talk for another time. Okay, well, that's my dating and intimacy talk. But I will tell you that once you start going to confession, not only does it make you feel so much better, not only does your capacity to forgive increase tremendously, but you get sensitized to sin. So you become much more sensitized when you sin. And so you become more aware of it sooner, and it really bothers you. And you want to go to reconciliation. You want that feeling of peace that comes when you walk out of the confessional. You want that clarity that comes with being tuned into the Holy Spirit. And when it's gone, you want it back. And so you'll find yourself wanting to go to reconciliation. As crazy as that sounds right now for some of you that haven't been in the habit of going, it'll become one of those things that you look forward to because of the peace and the clarity and ultimately the joy that it brings you. So my advice is to take advantage of this tremendous gift of mercy and forgiveness and clarity that we have in our faith, and take advantage of that. I see so many mistakes made because people make poor decisions. I see so much pain that's dragged around for years because people don't forgive and don't let go. That this is the sacrament that's the key to helping you with that. Our Lord knew everything. He knew all the struggles we would have in our lives. And he gave us this sacrament of reconciliation as a gift, because he knew that this would free us from all of that and restore us to the life that he wants us to have, to this abundant life that he wants us to have. So take advantage of it. It's a great gift. God bless.